everybody, I'm here to say that Danish and O'Neill can make it day. I said, that's the truth, it's no lie, so jump along the ride, don't feel shin high. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and don't forget to say, hey, what up, Pete? Be a beach pony that's true and blue, B-22, we still coming for you. So raise your hands, put them in the air, you know we hold it down like Seagull's hair. At the park, or at the bay, or in the sauna at the YMCA. So sit and listen.
You better see Richie. Huh? I'm gonna keep coming back till somebody remembers seeing Richie.
I didn't remember him doing it in such an exaggerated way. Hey, anybody? Hey.
What great acting.
Yeah, he's got the chops.
How's he never won?
He's both got the acting chops and the karate chops.
And the pork chops in his pants.
It's true. Pork chop jowls.
How's he never won an award for that great accent?
I think he has won an award, actually. Best action. Well, he's
alleged. It's all alleged.
Best friend of Russia.
It's all allegedly. Welcome back to the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, the place where all the fun is going on.
You guys like fucking animals? So do we.
Yeah.
Come on. You won't be shunned here.
Welcome back. If you're coming back, welcome too, if it's the first time.
If you're just coming,
yeah.
Well, enjoy it.
Enjoy that. Did you see Fedor last night? Sad. Very sad to see maybe the most dominant, Anderson Silva and him, probably 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
And just, he's hung on too long.
He got knocked out with like
people
were calling it a left hook. It looked like
it was
a jab. Left.
Looked like a jab. He switched to a hook at the last second. What? Didn't hit him hard.
It looked like an overhand jab.
It didn't look great.
It just hit him, man. He's just done.
Yeah. Did you see Chris Pratt cornered some guy?
What?
Some guy's Bellator debut. Chris Pratt
really?
Loves MMA, and it was in LA.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Is he a friend of it? Is he
I don't
friends
know.
With MMA dudes? Well, he must train or do
I
something.
I don't know. Yeah, he cornered this guy. He was one of the guy's cornermen.
Weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he was Chris Pratt was there cornering fighters.
I wonder, he must love Fedor then. Dude, Fedor now, here's Fedor's only way to win. If he hits you first.
Yeah.
But if you touch him, he's fucked.
Yeah, he just
too bad.
It's the sad reality of combat sports. You hang on too long, you're going to be made a fool of.
Yeah.
Look at BJ Penn.
Dude, first of all, Fedor shouldn't even have been in there because Mitrione knocked him out in the first round of that competition.
Yeah.
And then somehow, did Mitrione get knocked out? I don't understand why they brought Fedor back.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Bader never fought heavyweight in the UFC.
He was only 227.
Yeah, he's not a huge
guy. But Fedor
guy.
Was only 232
Yeah,
or
Fedor was never a big heavyweight.
He should have cut the 205. He would have been a dominant motherfucker.
Yeah, so yeah, sad to see what happened.
At this point, I'm over. You know what the most heartbreaking was? When he first lost in Strikeforce.
Yeah. At least then you like kind of still believed in him.
Yeah, and
now
he was undefeated.
The luster is gone. It's been gone for a long time.
Dan Henderson knocked him out. Dan Henderson fought at 85.
Yeah.
And occasionally at 205. And then he fought Fedor at heavyweight.
It's, sad to see. I watched the Firefest docs. I watched both.
Oh, yeah.
Went Netflix first, then went to Hulu.
What was your favorite one?
I liked elements of both. It's hard
I
to
did
say.
Too. But I
don't know if I preferred one over the other.
I leaned more towards the Hulu because...
Seemed more objective to me.
Yes, you know why.
The Fuck Jerry guys, didn't they pay for the Netflix?
They produced the Netflix one.
When you can tell because they're portrayed much differently.
It's a whole different story.
Yeah, those guys, I think, because I was like trying to, I don't have a ton to say about it because you kind of covered most of it. But I was just like looking, I was like, there's some underrated douchebags in those. Like, obviously, Billy's the main guy.
Ja Rule now is like,
Ja Rule
trying to wash his hands.
Ja Rule is horrible. I wrote a note. He's the Guy Fieri of hip hop. He is so annoying.
Yes.
I love when they're like, oh, then we saw his toast. We're going to be living like movie stars. We're going to be like partying like rock stars. We're going to be fucking like porn stars. I was like, you're the cheesiest. Douchiest guy.
Dude, how He seemed like a fucking real rapey frat guy when he was like, all right, come on, get in the pool. Everyone get in the pool. Get in the pool.
And
come on.
The girl's like, I don't want to. He's like, you don't want to get in a bikini. I don't care, but get in that water.
Dude, those chicks were there. They're like, yeah, dude, those just pay us our money.
They seem miserable.
And get us the fuck out of here.
They seem miserable.
Those dudes are like.
The Hulu showed you a little more. They're like.
Yeah.
The Netflix, they're like, look at these girls playing with the pigs. They're having a blast. And the Hulu, they're like, they're biting their asses.
Bit the guy's nutsack.
Bit Billy's balls.
Dude, by the way, those pigs probably have fucking diseases.
You would guess, yeah. You could not, I would not get off a boat. Those things are big creatures.
Yeah, man. Because they're idiots. They don't know what the fuck they're, like, those things are not, they're feral pigs now.
That guy Billy, I mean, how great was it when he's passed out in the sand like a drunk frat guy, like a fucking idiot.
He's a con,
riding
man.
The jet skis.
He's a fucking
dude. He's a sociopath.
Oh, for sure.
The Hulu, I like that they put the boots to him as he interviewed. I think he thought it's because when you watch it, you're like, this guy thinks he can do anything.
Well, Netflix was shitting on Hulu for paying him, but I was like,
I wanted to hear from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
But I liked when they're like, are you a liar, a pathological liar? And he's like, what? And he was like appalled. Yeah, and it's like, are you crazy?
Has anyone ever called you that?
He's like, I need a 10-minute break. And they're like, for what? And he's like, personal break. And he took off. It's like I love his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's like, when I meet Billy, it's like love at first sight.
Dude, I
stick with
so
it for
bad
6 years.
For
I'm like, lady, you don't even know anything about this guy.
It reminded me of, didn't Ted Bundy have like a wife or a girlfriend who like never believed that he killed like 30 women?
I don't know. I got to see that, the Ted Bundy tape.
I started
Netflix.
Watching it.
I got to get on that next.
The best thing, though, was those girls, the models were like, those guys were like, yes, we get to hang out with models. And this is going to be great. We're going to get wasted. We might fuck. Those girls are like, I'm a professional.
They wanted
nothing. I'm here to do a fucking job. I don't want to fucking fulfill your shitty fantasy.
That one was what's weird is like, they're like, this marketing was so great. And it's like, but if you have any sense, you're like, I'm not going to be there. No, none of these models are going to fuck with me. No, I know.
It's the beauty of
you're
it.
You're an idiot. You're
like,
Mark.
I like the bald guy who's like, I spent like $6,000. I was like, dude, you're the kind of guy that they're preying upon.
That was, what's weird about those documentaries is there's like not really many people to root for other than the Bahamians who got fucked over. You're like, the influencers suck for the most part.
Yes. They were super annoying.
Yeah, you're like, I don't like any of you.
I like the fixer in the Hulu one. There was one of the Jamaican fixers.
The guy with the dreads hair.
That guy was good.
He
I
was similar,
like, oh,
though, to the guy in the Netflix one. I almost thought they were the same guy, but they're not.
They're not, yeah. No, the other guy seemed a little dirtier, though. A little shadier.
It. Yeah, because he's like, they're like, did you rob the embassy to try to get back merchandise? He's like, I ain't never robbed nothing, man. I was like, yeah, you have.
Because when you start calling people fixers, it's like, now you got a Ray Donovan on your hands.
I like the guy in the first one, the Bahamian guy, who like was like, he seemed so like distraught. He's like, all these workers wanted money from me and I had to like flee.
Oh, I feel so bad.
But then in the documentary, he gets a phone call at the end. He's like, Billy,
I know, that
what's
was,
up, man? I'm like, this guy's just, he loved the fame and the fortune.
He also knew how to prey and manipulate like a true psycho.
Yeah, he is a fucking...
Well, dude, how about when he started selling the fucking tickets that didn't exist again? Oh, and then he won
on
a camera.
Bail, out on bail. Film me.
Yeah.
Well, he thought he was so untouchable. He told that guy, he's like, I'm not going to prison.
Well, he's just 60. Dude, by the way, I think he should have gotten 20.
I think he got too little. I agree.
I think he's got to go 20 years.
In the Hulu, when they said he's teaching people like business entrepreneurship, I was like, I know he's working a hustle
in prison.
He's getting
someone's going to kill him when they get out, though.
All the commissary, he's hustling these idiots hard.
We know from 60 days in.
Yes.
He could be...
If the guy on there could start like a mini shop.
He could be the pod boss.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. But someone could stab him in a fit of rage. He's such a liar.
Yeah, but he seems... He knows who he's... Like, I feel like he knows...
He knows
the right people.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to fuck with people that know what's...
Well, that's why on the Fyre Fest, like, people were just lining up to ask him questions. No one, like, punched it, you know? Like, if it was,
dude,
like, a different venue or, like, someone would punch you, they would attack you.
I would have... I mean, I think... I'm shocked that nobody beat the... But then also, they didn't know who he was. They thought he was a spokesman.
Yeah.
So he was smart in that, where he stood up and just said, go find a fucking tent. And
which was
like,
crazy.
What are you doing?
Became a battle royal for shitty tents.
Dude, if that doesn't tell you exactly how shit is going to go down, any natural disaster, any power outage, say terrorists attack the grid and everything goes down, in 48 hours, that's how everyone's going to fucking react.
Oh, yeah. Everyone turned on everyone. There were no friends.
It's going to be fucking disgusting.
I like that he was saying there was he was looking at pirate ships for his $1 million pirate sweeps. I'm like, who did this? Wheels? It's like the ultimate lies on lies.
Well, he said he bought an island, and they're like, yeah, we have no record of that. He did. And then he got kicked off.
I like on Hulu, they're like, so you said there were 250 luxury houses. He's like, oh, yeah, there were. I paid for them. And they're like, what happened?
He lost the keys.
I lost the box of keys. He goes, so you just losing one box of keys? Yeah, that's what happened. It's like, this is such a lie.
Dude, if I paid $1 million, I would kick all the doors in.
I would storm the fucking house.
Are you
house
kidding me? So you pay $1 million, you go, I lost my keys? I mean, he's that much of a fucking piece of shit liar.
Sociopath.
It's crazy.
Goes, even like his story in the Hulu thing about his first successful thing in school was like a hustle.
Yeah.
It was like that was a lie. It was I was like working like a crayon repair. It's like that was your first con.
Yeah, you
like you're a con.
You hacked the fucking system.
You know who I hate? That guy Grant drove me fucking nuts.
That's great. Did you see Grant?
The marketing
he's doing
guy?
Now?
God, yeah, he's an EMT and the girl who used to work with him loved it. She's like, "Yeah, fuck you." He was the pits.
I mean, EMT's, by the way, EMT is a great job.
Yeah.
Like, this guy shouldn't even be doing that, but it's just funny that this guy goes from what was, I love how they kept hailing it as, sorry, let me go back to what you're saying, but when they kept hailing it at like, this is going to change the future. It's like, dude, it's a fucking concert.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking
about?
It's a
fucking, they kept saying that. This is going to change everything.
By the
it's
way,
it's going to change the way you look at everything.
The artists they booked weren't that great.
I love Blink 182 was like, hey. Did you hear that one guy?
Yeah.
That was at the fire. One of them made a joke. It was Ron Funches from. He's like, you
basically. You got $4,000 to pay for Blink 182. Isn't this the Darwinism? By the way, in the Netflix version, the financer guy who was trying to bring it down, I didn't mind him. The Hulu, he was a real douchebag. He's like a businessman.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
Hulu portrayed him more as a villain. Like, he was following that.
Yeah, he
like,
was trying to bring it down.
I wanted to know what his vendetta against
he definitely,
Billy was.
He seemed like he hated him. Maybe he donated money to him or something.
He somewhere along the line, that guy fucked that guy over.
I love the
but I liked him. I liked him. I liked the way that he was just hell-bent on bringing this down.
Yeah, he was like, he hated it. But if you haven't seen the Firefest documentaries, it was very entertaining. And just goes to show you what people throw money at. It's crazy.
Dude, the next one you have to watch is...
just I mean, if you have that much money, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
But it shows you who they were... like. Also, the only thing I can say is that the people that got preyed upon, at least I don't feel bad because if they have that sort of disposable income and also don't do their due diligence. Like they, just the sheer logistics of them flying everybody in on like a six person
Cessnas.
Yeah, there's no fucking.
How about the guy
way
who taught himself to fly a plane on a Microsoft simulator and he's doing fucking zero gravity? I would be like,
dude,
what the fuck, dude?
You can't be doing that shit in an old fucking plane.
Oh, you gotta kill himself and other people. They fired him eventually.
Yeah, I mean, that's
by the way, the Fuck Jerry guys in the Hulu, they threw the guy who they had working on it under the bus. They're like, we fired him. It's his fault.
That guy's getting a lot of publicity now. I think he's starting a new venture,
too. He has
too.
His own company.
Yeah. But now like they're like, this is like a good guy. And
those Fuck Jerry guys seem like tools.
Yeah.
Take themselves very serious. They like dress like they're fucking models. One guy's like, yo, this is Fuck Jerry. We're going down to fucking Firefest.
It was exactly what like Instagram was built for. Like that sort of douchebaggery.
Oh, it was... hearing like all of them talking it up, I was like... And obviously, I'm not who they're marketing to, but I was like, this sounds horrible. Like, just, you know, like...
Well, also, the fact
just
that...
Just the money and just all of it.
Well, how crazy
terrible.
Was it that they were saying, like, and it's Pablo Escobar, a murderer.
By the way, I like how the guy who the Fuck Jerry guy who they threw under the bus was like, people were getting in touch with me, like, hey, man, he murdered my family. It's like, yeah, the guy was a horrible person.
That's why
it's not a selling point.
Dude, that's like being like, hey, we're going to Jeffrey Dahmer Island, and all these millennial fucking Instagram influencers are like, this is awesome.
It's an island Hitler once owned.
Because you know why? They all... love the lifestyle that Pablo Escobar lived.
It's what they're trying to do.
They block out all of the fucking terrible, horrendous bullshit.
Oh, and they're like, Narcos is a cool show.
Yeah, he's like, this is Pablo Escobar's island. Dude, I'd go there to fucking take a dump on it.
How about the Russian company that you can get a jet take pictures in the on the runway.
That's genius.
And then put it out like, hey, I'm on the jet, man.
That's genius.
It's insane. It pretty much is the Fyre Fest of photo ops.
Dude, because you can buy jets that don't fly for pretty cheap. I was like, maybe I should do that.
Just put it on a Hollywood street.
Just fucking rent it right out in front of my apartment.
Yeah, people can live in it.
You don't even need the wigs, dude. You just need the fuselage.
You just need the inside. That's all.
Yeah, it just has to be nice.
I was like, it's a crazy time where it's all about image.
Image, man. I did feel bad for all those people who like felt like they had to be there, but nothing.
The bald guy, it's like, what are you chasing, man? You're older than all these people.
I don't think he was.
You think he's the same age as Bad Hairline?
Like 25. That could be.
He sued for $5 million, but no one's going to pay him. There's no money.
That's the thing. This guy's fucking in jail. This guy's smart. That's the dangerous part of it all.
He has no money.
He's a con man who's smart.
I'm sure he has some sort of off fucking.
I'm sure he found some way to put some money somewhere. It was all a fucking Ponzi.
How annoying did his chronic smiling get? Like that shit eating grin he always had, Billy. Well,
it was the smile of a fucking serial killer.
He had no remorse at all either when he fired his whole staff. He was like, yeah, I don't know about unemployment.
He didn't fire him.
Yeah, he said.
Well, you're not going to get any paychecks, but you could still come into work. And they're like, so we fired? He goes, I'll repeat it. We're not getting paychecks.
How did no one go off on him in one of those? Because you know it's being taped. Get like a fuck you piece of shit.
I think I think anyone that worked there was under his spell.
Yeah.
And they're just like, he'll find a way to help us all. I mean, think if we don't live like this, but like, think about if you were living a good, like a decent lifestyle that depended on your income from this job.
When you think this guy's the next like Zuckerberg, you don't want to cross him.
Yeah,
say his next venture is big. They didn't know he was going to prison at the time.
I'm sure like we live like way below our means. So like if we have a 6-month trial, we're all right. Fine. Okay. We can weather the storm. But if you're used to getting a paycheck every fucking week, like you're like, oh, fuck, dude, what are we going to do? Like maybe this guy can help us, or maybe we can put this down as a reference.
He put two of those guys' credit cards into $200,000 in debt.
That was one of the worst.
Personal credit cards.
Between him and then the catering woman and those dudes, all the people that worked, and those guys, I would be like, I would fucking find
him. You'd
want
to go to prison and try to kill him. By the way, that Billy guy, like throughout the documentary, he had like different looks where you're like, is this a different person?
I don't
like at times he'd be like, I don't know, like different, like very, very varying looks for me.
I love when Ja Rule,
Ja Rule was horrible.
What was that drinking show they did? And he's like, it was all my idea?
Yeah.
I was like, you son of a...
Billy wouldn't rat him out because he could have taken him down. He wouldn't. He kept saying, I can't comment on that.
They're going to do another venture together.
Oh, he'll be out. He'll be trying to do business. He can't be a CEO, though. It's like he's banned for life.
It doesn't matter.
You could be a number two.
Find a way around it.
And you just get a puppet.
Yeah, like he had. His Brett guy was a fucking puppet.
Yeah, what a crazy story.
It was, there was so many disgusting things that everybody in there should be disgusted. But there really wasn't anybody that came out of there looking good at all.
No, other than, like I said, the Bahamian workers who were fucked.
The workers, but they weren't really, I mean.
No.
I don't consider them part of it. I consider them victims of it.
No, and even the influencers, like, I'm like, you seem horrible.
Nothing made me laugh harder. I don't know which, I think it was in the Hulu one, where they see the tents that are supposed to be the
one
villas.
Girl started bawling.
She started bawling, and I laughed, so I go, this is so great.
That was the Hulu one. I like the bus driver, though, and the Netflix one was like shit talking because he didn't work for
anything. Yeah. He goes, wait till you see this.
He's like, this is where y'all staying. He's like, wait till you see it. And he's like dying because he's like, I don't care. I don't work for anybody here. I was loving that guy. And this guy, the guy with glasses, he was in both, was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's like, the beach is not here.
They didn't even have a beach. The beach was like 2 miles away.
It looked like a dump that they took all the trash off.
It was like a subdivision that they didn't get permits, but they had started building already, and then they stopped.
I like that they bought, what was it, $2 million in alcohol? And that guy Delroy is like, who buys $2 million of alcohol in the Bahamas? You pay tax $900,000.
I mean, insane.
I was like, what are you doing?
But it goes to show me that anybody could do, like, if he had pulled this off, he would have been a genius. but anybody could do anything. Like, you don't really need to know anything. Like, this guy didn't even do his due diligence to find out if there was taxes on alcohol.
In the Netflix one, everyone was crying. Like, all these men, grown men, were just breaking down in tears. Like, you need some footage of this. Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in. The Cant Grant, they said, was bawling at one point. Little fucking asshole.
I mean,
they said Grant said, what was it, 3,000 or 30,000 page word document.
I think it's 3,000. Yeah,
on the music for that stupid commercial.
It was like 300 pages or something.
Like, what is this?
He's
guy
like, it's got to be this. It's got to be this. Then it's got to turn into this.
It's just like none of these people deserve anything that they're
doing.
But
dude, it's so telling of how you can climb ahead in any society just by giving off the air that you know what the fuck
you're
doing.
Fake it till you make it.
And there's never been, there have been bigger people, but not many that fucked up like this. It's insane. If you just go in there with enough confidence, man, it'll carry you pretty goddamn far. Fuck skill or anything else. Yeah. Confidence is the number one thing.
Speaking of confidence, are you confident in your ability to gamble and pick the winning games?
I am.
You got to get on BetDSI.
You got the goddamn Super Bowl coming up next week.
It's the one, I think, the biggest gambling day of the year.
Yeah. And if you want to gamble,
you should.
Then you use the fucking promo code DO101.
Yeah, tons of bets. You can bet just straight up winner if you want. I'm sure you can bet over under on points. All the prop bets that they have out there.
You'll get a little extra present if you use that DO101.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Patriots. Do you go with my team, Eleanor Kerrigan? Big Rams fan. Do you go with the Rams? The Rams are bringing two male cheerleaders there. I guess they worked for them all season.
I saw it. Yeah, they're new. I saw them on Real Sports.
So do you want to bet for them? Because you like male cheerleerders. Do you want to bet for non-male cheerleaders?
I'm done with the cheerleaders unless they're fully naked.
No one cares. It's like, just get rid of
full
them.
Nude,
they all complain about not making a lot of money. Get rid of them.
A lot of sports are. Darts.
But like,
darts got rid of their cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They did. Lie. That's a true story.
So if you're going to gamble, Super Bowl's coming up. Sign up. Get on BetDSI if you're not already. If you are, get on there. Put some money down.
You can do it on your phone. Yeah. Get the app. Get the BetDSI app on your phone. Do it. They've been around for 20 years. You get paid fast. You can get paid anywhere. Fucking do it.
Easy peasy. DO101.
Does soccer have cheerleaders?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, that's another. Speaking of documentaries, let's stay on this for 1 second. If you don't want to get angry, don't watch American Circumcision.
Yeah, I've heard about this. People
it's
saying,
look,
about
I
it.
Get the people that are like anti, they're pretty fanatical about it, but they make perfect sense too. The fact that like they claim that you will get less STDs, you might not get AIDS. Look, I know plenty of people that have fucking STDs. Some people have AIDS on circumcised cock. So I'll roll the dice on it and just keep. Dude, I didn't realize how they circumcise kids. And I'm talking about this like it's happening to other people. I mean, it happened to me.
Do it with your teeth.
No, dude, they fucking strap you to this plastic chair.
No one remembers it.
No, they claim that you may. They claim that you fucking may.
I don't remember it.
No, they claim that you may. Your
deep
first
down.
Early memory might be some sort of PTSD, which seems plausible.
It could.
They used to think kids didn't feel pain, so they were just fucking raw dogging that, like no anesthetic or anything. And then they realized kids feel pain, which is the most disturbing thing. Because, dude, they're in there, and this one kid got the tip of his dick cut off on accident.
Courtney, who's a nanny, said L.A., almost no one. Circumcised, like I've changed
really?
Type. Yeah, it's not happening anymore.
Dude, according to these uncircumcised guys, we're really missing out.
They're fucking harder and better.
Somebody claimed, and this is, I mean, take this with a grain of salt.
You would need a guy, though, who was.
Yeah, there are.
There are guys who were and then aren't.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah, there was a guy who was like 18, there was a guy who was like 25. There's guys who have had to have it done because of some sort of issue. And then.
And they said fucking's never been the same.
Yeah. Dude, some guys are claiming you may have lost 75% of your fucking sensitivity. Also, wow. The way you tip your dick's supposed to be, it's supposed to be like all pink and juicy, not like all dried out and like beat up. This foreskin's supposed to cover it because that's as a gland.
It's a turtle.
And the gland
where
is
it
like,
hides?
The gland's literally supposed to, it's almost like you have a built-in fleshlight on your dick. That's what it is.
Maybe ladies in the future, all they'll know is uncircumcised dinkies.
Dude, it's pretty barbaric. And look, I'm sure there is a plausible reason to do it, but I still do think that you should be allowed to choose. And now, after hearing all this, I am kind of pissed.
Get there's join those movements where the guys wear the white pants with the red blood on.
Guy sued a doctor for it.
I sued
got
my pay-
five. No, got $5 million.
What?
Because his they went back. This lawyer took the case, and his mom had just given birth, and she was still under the effects of the drug.
She signed
and consented to it. So they fucking sued, and they settled $5 million.
I sued my parents.
You could. I mean, there were like. Dude, there were some parents who brought their kids in, and obviously the kids' faces were blurred. And like they one kid has like a fucking hidden penis, like Rabbi Fuzzy.
What do you mean?
Like it's like they fucked up the circumcision
so bad,
and then there were like scar tissue grew over, and you couldn't see it anymore.
That guy should get $5 million.
That guy should get $100 million. Dude, that guy's gonna kill himself.
It's a hard life.
What do you do?
I mean, that's not even like, is it better, is it not? That's like...
Dude, guys complain about having an average-sized dinky. Can you imagine if your dinky was fucked up?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He should be able to cut the surgeons off and put it on his own body.
Now, I'm not taking these anti-circumcision people's, you know, their word for this, because you know, they were a little... eccentric, but like,
what we're not telling you is I have a chronic infection that I haven't got rid of in years.
But what I'm saying is I would have preferred to keep my fucking...
They're like, my dick smells horrible.
Yeah, I would like to keep my long sleeve shirt instead of this short sleeve shirt. That I find out, because later, maybe if I didn't fucking... Some guy claims that he came 5 times in 2 minutes with his foreskin.
What?
Dude, he had video. Oh, there was this guy, he teaches a class on like jerking your foreskin, and he has video. So there's people show up to an auditorium, and he plays a video of him fucking jerking off.
What?
And there was video footage of him coming 5 times.
He's like, how good is that, right?
Not like blowing loads every time.
Jesus. Guy's the record holder.
So if you don't want to get angry and you're a man, also let this be a lesson to everybody out there. Sometimes it is tough to be a guy.
Yeah.
We get our fucking dicks chopped.
Yeah. I think very few countries still do female circumcision, like African places.
Yeah. Well, they do equate it to that because it is quite barbaric. Even Abby looked at me and she was like, almost had tears in her eyes. She's like, I can't believe this happened to you. And I'm laughing. I'm like, well, I don't know, what do you want me to do here?
It's our victims. And no one cares.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Speaking of idiots from Firefest, Courtney's parents both live in a place called Monrovia.
At Firefest?
No, but right down the street from both of her parents is the house from Bird Box.
Oh, dude. She lives...
It's a constant flow of idiots in front of this house.
It's sad.
Dude, I've...
You saw it?
I've seen it multiple times.
I read about it.
Dude, it's nonstop. You just go and it's just lines of like 20, 30, like just crazy amounts.
Also, they shot... None of the inside, only
the exterior. That's it. And that's what these idiots want for their Instagram. They all have the blindfolds on. Some of the idiots are posing like they're dead in front of the house.
The homeowners are fucking... They
got paid 12 G's.
I know, but they're like beyond pissed, and so are the neighbors.
There was a guy out in front of his on the front lawn, and I could tell the guy. He was just sitting there watching him go by, and he was stewing.
He was
pissed. This guy was pissed.
How many people would you say...
Dude, during the daylight, every time I go by it's like 10 to
shut
15
people
nonstop. Up. They park everywhere. Like if you want to park on that street, you can't park there.
Are you serious?
Dude, they're all coming in like by the boatloads. Asian tourists. I don't know how they figured out where it is.
Wow.
And it's crazy. All because it's in the movie. Who cares? Who the fuck cares?
Dude, that's crazy. I read about it.
Dude, and you see them with the blindfolds.
But here the first-hand account is a fucking...
Dude, you see adults. Dude,
why doesn't somebody sell blindfolds on the street corner?
I said someone needs to start a business.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man. What? Oh, some people are using like shitty blindfolds. Like, hey, here's one from the movie.
Yeah,
Take it. Do
movie... That's what you should do. Just
go out there
all day.
These were in the movie.
Enough money to retire after
these were props. These were in the movie.
Dude, I think during Halloween, it's going to be crazy there.
Dude, it's crazy right now.
It's going to be even worse.
Dude, the name, you can tell. They're like, when's this going to stop? And it's just, there's no sign of stopping.
I wonder what the fucking people who own the house. I just heard they're pissed. I didn't
hear
a
report of them. Dude, all the windows all the curtains are down. It looks like in
the movie.
Is
there a sign that's like, stay off my fucking
I think there was
property?
A sign like to the, like, there was like one entranceway that had a sign like, don't come here.
Dude, they're going to have to paint the house and then put a fence up, unfortunately.
Yeah, or like, yeah, I don't know.
Do something to make it look not like the house at all.
Or get a fire hose and be like, get the fuck off my property.
Dude, I bet the first day they're like, oh, how cool is this? And then by day 100, they're like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Dude, their whole families do. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like. I don't know.
No, I heard people are taking.
I saw the movie. Like, didn't enjoy it. I read the book. Great movie. Not good.
Oh, book is good.
Book very good.
Really?
Movie not good.
Movie's not good.
Dude, the movie goes so far.
So far fetched.
Goes so far away from the book.
What's the difference?
In the book, in the book, she doesn't start off at that house. Like that house is like she ends up there. But she has like a life before. Like it's not in the movie.
Oh, she has a life before during all this.
Yeah, you have to structure all of it way.
For the movie, I thought it was stupid. It's like, okay, so these things, they can't come into your home. Like, so you have a thing that just took over and killed everybody in the world, but a small group, and it can't come into your house.
The book is the same as that, but like a lot of the stuff that's like.
I couldn't get over it.
Yeah. And then like, why didn't they just keep going back to that grocery store from the movie?
It's
like,
why didn't they live there?
Yeah, it's like all the food's there.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, the guy's like, oh, the guy who had the keys isn't here anymore. It's like, keys, break the windows. Dude, and the fact that like, you're like, all right, so say someone, they black out all the windows of a car. There's no way you're finding anything. Even with GPS, it would be very hard.
No.
It'd be very fucking hard.
You're going to hit, especially it was chaos on the street.
When you're going to hit a million things that are going to break your fucking car, break the wheels.
Dude, it also, why was blacking it out? It can't come into your car. I don't even understand the fucking mythology.
It could come in, but you just can't see it. It can be near you because in the book, she's near it a bunch.
So she would have to live her whole life with the blindfold, not just in a house. Yes. You have to have it in the book. She's in it.
Well, in the house, when anyone would come in the book, any time anyone come in and out, they use a broomstick to like touch around. Like, is there anything in here? Did anything come in with you? And then once they realize nothing did, they're like, all right, open your eyes. It's good. But it is far-fetched.
Yeah, it was something I couldn't get over.
I happened to see Tate Fletcher, former UFC fighter, or Ultimate Fighter, competitor. I don't think he ever fought in the UFC.
No, he got offered a fight.
But he was there, and I was talking about Bird Box. I watched it that night.
He was at the house in Monrovia?
And I was like, Keith Jardine got gunned down. I didn't appreciate that. And he was like, I auditioned to be the guy who grabbed her in the boat. And I was like, you would have had to gain about 50 pounds of fat. And he goes, and not only they didn't take me. And he was.
I could have seen him playing that.
And I was like, they went a very different route of the guy they did cast.
That's crazy to me that it's just a location. But do you know what, though? Dude, have you driven by the Hollywood sign lately?
No.
It's mass chaos. I mean, it is people. I feel bad for anybody who has a house up there. So now they have permanent traffic cops up there.
Jesus.
Because it's become such chaos, you know, because it's narrow streets getting all the way up there. And so now they have people people just park in the middle of the fucking street at the end. And people are like, I mean, I would be beside myself if I owned a house, because now with GPS, you can find like four different routes to get there and park. And so it's disgusting. And people are walking in the middle. I mean, dude, people are standing in the middle of the street taking a picture of the Hollywood sign with the people doing like I'm holding it up, that sort of pose.
No,
and I have to honk, and I'm like, I gotta fucking go home, you fucks.
Yeah, it's like, I live here. Like, get out of the
This town's a shithole anyway. Like, who cares if the fucking Hollywood sign?
Well, in the photo op, it's just so bizarre. Like, so you took a picture in front of the house from the movie. Who gives a fuck?
It's like taking pictures with celebrities, or quote-unquote. What does it prove? That you were in the same place as this person? Like, what the fuck?
Congrats, man. It's like,
I've never, I have no photo evidence of me with anybody.
The house from Goonies, I guess they hate it because it's in Washington. I think.
Is it still around?
Yeah, and they have to put up signs because it's like, just leave us alone, man.
American Horror Story down in the south side of Los Angeles. They had to deal with that to the point that, like, a guy tried to get out of the sale because they didn't tell him it was going to be this bad.
No one's going to. No one's gonna be like, I want my place used for a location because it's too stressful.
No one knows that it's gonna be like that big of a thing, though. Too.
Yeah, it's true. It could be a movie that just goes under the radar.
It's
bizarre to see, dude. It's not. It does not stop. even at night, there are people doing it at night.
I would put dog shit all over my stairs. I would just put dog shit everywhere. It may smell, but it'd be worse than better than these fucking these tourists.
Or just have
I call them terrorists.
Or just have like crazy dogs that like run all over, you know.
Dude, they're gonna have to build a fucking, just put a chain. You gotta have to like,
they need a moat.
Yeah. No, but you got to make it the house not look like the house anymore.
Which is gonna
it's a nice house.
They're going to have to cost the 12.
They just use start the 12 bashing grand. Walls in and fucking.
I'm wondering, though, if they don't live there. Like, maybe that's like a secondary. I don't know.
Could but be.
It's if you live there.
Maybe they rent it out just for movie
lovers. Anytime you leave, I bet you would be harassed. Like, oh my God, are you from the movie? You're like, no, I live here.
Someone's going to get shot over there eventually.
Dude, the neighbor.
When does it
the
end?
The neighbor guy was losing his mind. He was this old man sitting right out front of his house in like a folding chair, just like looking like, because we were just walking by just to see it. Like the carnival atmosphere.
Tell me the truth. Did you take a picture?
We did not. But he like looked at us like, look at these pieces. Even though her dad lives literally like right up the block.
Was there a line? Or was it just like, a free-for-all?
It kind of like, it's almost like it forms like a makeshift like line.
Oh my God.
And then you get up there and it's your shot to like, people then tie on the blindfold. You climb the steps. It's so stupid. Dude, people though are doing the driving challenge blindfolded to see if they can do it.
How crazy is it? Because it's Netflix and it's global, so it's in hundreds of countries.
50% of people I saw were Asian tour. I don't know if they're from the U.S. or not, but
there's a large Asian population around that area.
Yeah, so it could be just people local.
But then the people come to visit and they're like, they've seen it, because it's in their country.
Yeah, it's bizarre to me that someone was visiting L.A. and they're like, let's drive to this random area.
It's not that close, like 40 minutes away.
Yeah, and then take up one picture, and then that's it. It's like, that's it? Like, that's what you're going to do with your time? It's crazy. Speaking of crazy.
And meanwhile, right up the street from my place, you have the house from the original National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah. You can go to the comedy store.
Nobody's going there.
You can go to the comedy store and see Chevy Chase.
Yes, you can. He was there, in there.
He was there the other night.
Did you see Kyle Dunnigan brought him up? And he seemed almost like shocked. He's like,
yeah, he's like, I grew up really loving this guy's movie.
Here he is.
Took a while getting to the stage.
Yeah, he did the like,
kind of like
walked and then walked away like some 70s shtick.
It's like, hey, just get up here, man.
Did anyone say how it went?
I don't know
anyone that was down there.
I heard he was showcasing.
Was he?
No.
Did he become a regular?
I don't think so. Who knows?
Something tells me it's not his first time on that stage. He was a superstar. He probably popped in there every once in a while. Like, went
up
there.
Yeah, I wonder what he's like.
Shtick.
Is he talking about his life or is he just doing like jokes?
I don't know. I read an interview with him again and he still comes off as like.
He's sober.
I know, but he's still. I didn't realize he smoked cigarettes. For some reason, I never pictured.
It said the article
Sparky
I read sounds like he's
smoking cigarettes.
An angry man.
Oh yeah, he always said
yeah.
People say he's like misunderstood.
But, that was the article was kind of like, is he misunderstood or is he an asshole? And it kind of presented.
I think we read the same one.
Case for both. Like kind of, it was like vague. It was like you decide.
But he was like also shitting on people constantly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to get behind him. Except he was like my favorite guy of the 80s.
Oh, he said all the movies are great. He's a hot young comic. I hope he makes it.
But he was my favorite guy, even above Bill Murray, above Aykroyd.
His movies are
Fletch and Vacation is one of my top five favorite movies of all time.
I mean, Caddyshack isn't his movie, but great. Spies Like Us, great.
Oh yeah, fuck,
he was in Ghostbusters. That's not true. Speaking of shit, a lot of people sent this my way. Have you heard about this could be death. This could be a death sentence, I think, for the person involved. So there's an airline that was flying Taiwanese airline.
I know what you're talking about.
They're saying they may ban an overweight passenger who allegedly forced members of an all-female cabin crew to undress him in the bathroom and then clean him up after he used the toilet.
It's so disgusting.
Which, I would be like, no, I'll get fired. I'll jump out of this plane and be fired before I do that.
Yeah. Did you see the picture of him?
No, but he's a white guy. He's American.
Oh, he's great. He's everything that you picture. He's
morbidly obese.
Dude, I heard this story, I pictured a yummy customer.
Yes.
And I knew exactly. And when I saw the photo, I go, it fits it perfectly.
Is this, what's his name? The guy, Romulus?
It's Romulus meets somebody else.
It says the incident first posted on social media by a flight attendant and some passengers has caused uproar in Taiwan and across parts of Asia, sparking debate about what some see as the overly pro-customer corporate culture of many Asian firms. At a press conference in Taipei on Monday, our old friend Antonio lives in Taipei.
Yeah.
One of the first flight attendants involved tearfully recounted her traumatizing experience. which took off from L.A. This guy could be a local.
Dude, that's why I thought it could be one of the old customers.
Could be.
I really did.
Passenger who appears to weigh, I like how it appears to weigh, 440 pounds, which is an odd.
These guys are just eyeballing 450.
He's like 440.
440, 450.
He got on in a wheelchair, which is too lazy to walk it off. He was seated in the economy cabin. 2.5 hours into the 14-hour flight, he asked to use the business class bathroom, which we are in. You're in the economy.
But
go to the economy.
Do they
bathroom.
Have a bigger bathroom?
I don't know. We're going to need a bigger plane for his bathroom.
I think he just gets back on a flight and comes home. I think this is just what he does, probably just to get his fucking jollies.
The airline has not released his name, which his name should be released. Someone I'm
full
sure.
Full pick. Probably,
yeah.
And name.
Social security. Address.
Yeah. Address. Phone number.
After the flight attendant and two colleagues helped him into the lavatory, by the way, which is impressive. He obviously can walk, but it's like, how much help does this guy need?
Also, business class, isn't that a longer walk than the economy bathroom?
Give him a bucket like Andre the Giant.
That's so crazy.
The man allegedly demanded she pull down his underwear, insisting that he was unable to do so because he had surgery to his right hand. That's such bullshit.
What about your left hand?
Yeah, fuck you. He's like, I'm too fat to get it down.
Dude, this should
be... I'd be like, here's some scissors.
This guy,
cut down your pants with your left hand.
This guy should be cellmates with old Billy from Firefest, and they should both go to prison for 20 years.
This guy's horrible.
This guy should be flogged. You know what? They should be humiliated. He should have to pull down his pants for a week and on some sort of a fucking pedestal, and people should go by and laugh at his dinky.
And you can spank him with like tennis rackets and ping pong paddles.
And you can take shit and throw it at him.
Hit
him
in
the
face. Clean this up.
Put him in the stockade.
Yeah, throw heads of lettuce at his ass. The flight attendant said she eventually agreed, albeit reluctantly, but the man slapped her wrist when she tried to cover his exposed genitals with a blanket. Yeah. Pervert.
He's
by
like,
the way,
no,
his gut.
I want you to look.
He's like, the only thing that covers those genitals
also,
is my big gut.
Assaulted her.
Yeah.
Slapped the wrist.
This guy deserves death.
Dude, but...
And he's going to eat himself there slowly. But let's hope he's not too fat for prison like that guy we said earlier.
I wish that they still did have stockades. How great would that be?
This guy deserves it.
We would get a lot of trouble. I'd just be down there. I would buy so much fucking produce to throw at people.
It'd
be obscene.
I would do it until I was so broke that I was homeless. And then I would just spend my time down there and pick up rubbish that other people had already thrown and throw it again at him.
I would only throw it at his asshole, too. I would. I would just get someone to spread the cheeks and just fucking beam it.
I would take a baseball bat, throw up a hard potato.
Kill a man.
Who cares?
Dude, you get some pro baseball player to come in there and chuck donuts tomatoes at like 98 miles an hour.
Yeah, or just like freeze fruit and just whip it at them.
Dude, I would do fucking meatballs piping hot. I would wear a fucking thick glove right out of the sauce and just fucking give them third degree burns.
I would train a bird of prey to fly at the guy and peck his tits. get him.
Dude, I would scalding hot marshmallows just sticking to the skin. Hot pizza.
I would have a dog shit gun that just fires it at his body.
I would have a piss rocket.
Imagine just doing the water balloon three-man launcher. Like as hard
right at his face. What were the rules?
I don't know.
You can't sit there all day and throw it at
might
people.
Might be a guard. He'd be like, hey, that's over the line.
You were just here.
You're out.
You got to wait 2 hours.
Go to the end of the line.
You got to wait 2 hours.
How much time do you get at the front of the line? Just one thing? Or do you get like 5 minutes?
I think you get, I mean.
Yeah, I'd go at like 3 a.m. when no one's really
there.
There
had to have been rules to it. Otherwise, if I were a kid, I would have been out there all day.
Wayne, you could kill somebody.
Like, what are you doing today? I'm going to stockades all day.
Can you like shave the guy's head? Can you like touch him?
No, I think you just publicly shame them.
Can you put glue all over their body and throw pubes at their cover?
No, but what you could do is probably throw eggs at them and then throw hair. Like if there was a technicality where you couldn't touch them. Then you just throw hair and eggs and to stick it.
I would cut off a horse's tail and whip him.
I would cut off a horse's dick and slap him in the face with it.
He deserves to have it shoved up his head. This guy is horrible. This guy says he found it difficult to breathe. No shit. He said he wanted the lavatory.
Yeah, that's every day, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Because of that, he wanted the bathroom door left open. That was refused. They're like, we're not doing that. He then allegedly asked the cabin crew to help wipe his ass. After taking
I like how allegedly. I mean, they said
you know,
it happened.
Yeah, he did it. I mean, yeah, we're getting rid of the allegedly for once.
He said it happened allegedly.
Faced with threats that he would refuse to leave the bathroom, the flight attendant told reporters,
I'll land this fucking plane with you in the toilet. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, who cares?
You know what, though?
Die in there.
Yeah, but
he'd sue you.
Yeah. No. And the airline would fire you.
She had to prop up the man four times her weight from the front as a coworker cleaned his ass.
Dude. Oh.
And you know he was groping the lady in front. Like,
there's no way that lady could hold him.
Sit there with his duty smell.
Dude, she went three gloves. She put three latex gloves
That's
on.
That's not enough.
I know. But like the fact that you had to wipe a grown... You should never have to wipe anyone's ass if it's not your child.
Or like elderly parent.
Or your parent.
Yeah. Or
if you've signed up for it.
Yeah. Or you're not their nurse or caretaker.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of times where you're probably going to have to wipe somebody's ass, but this is not one of them.
No. She said, I will never forget that moment with his feces still in the toilet.
Oh.
I had nowhere to escape.
Oh, the smell.
What, it's a small bathroom? You're locked in there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, I'm not 440 pounds, but I don't think I could fit in there with two people comfortably.
I couldn't take a dump in there with two people.
She said, now every time I'm forced to relive what happened in my mind, I feel traumatized. She's going for the lawsuit, which I commend her. She deserves it.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
This guy should have everything he owns taken from him.
Yes.
If
he has money to get these flights, he deserves to be sued for a lot of money.
I equate this to rape.
He made them do something like very bad that they didn't want to do.
You, not only that, but it's like duty play.
It's duty rape.
It's doo-doo rape. It's doo-doo brown rape.
Many social media users called for the disgusting passenger to be barred from flying. He should be banned flying for the rest of his life.
He should be kicked out of the country, put on a raft.
He should be put on an island. Put him on Escobar's Island by himself.
Yeah. Let those pigs eat that pig.
With his broken hand. Supporters of the cabin crew have also blamed the corporate culture of many Asian. How like service forward are these companies?
Dude, they're pretty service forward.
Says that insists the customer's always right, while according to critics, ignoring employees' welfare. Especially after it was revealed the passenger appeared to be a repeat offender, which they didn't really get into, but it sounds like this is his M.O.
Dude, I didn't know that. I just said that he probably just jumps on a flight back
is his move. And he goes to probably Asian Airlines that they'll do it.
He's like, where are you going? Taipei, just for 3 hours, and then I'm coming back.
Thailand, Vietnam, been to every Asian country. At the Monday press conference, the flight attendant was accompanied by a rep of the local flight attendants union. The union rep told reporters the man had flown from the U.S. to Asia on this airline numerous times. He had defecated in his seat during a flight last May after the crew rejected his demands. He's like, okay, well, I'm going
to
shit.
You guys just sit next to this animal?
Yeah. Causing a horrible smell in the entire cabin for over 10 hours.
Dude, I got the one thing I will say, the positive on this guy, he doesn't give a fuck. You imagine shit going, I'm going to shit your pants and everybody hates you? And this guy doesn't give a fuck?
So obviously this guy eats a lot. Let's put that out there. But he obviously eats before the flight, like, I'm going to have to shit. Like, he needs the that's his move.
He fills it up because he loves the service on the plane when he takes a dump.
I heard when he started doing this, he weighed like 180. But the constant flying and all the eating made him be 440.
I got to be honest with you. When he shit his pants, those passengers should have just, you're in the sky. No one knows. Kill him. And then everybody sticks to the story.
You make everyone sign a contract.
Yeah. I'm sure that everybody in that plane attacked me.
Everyone saw him attacking the pilot.
Dude, if some guy goes, if you don't wipe my asshole in the bathroom, I'm going to shit my pants.
That's terrorism.
I'll kill him.
That's a terroristic threat.
Just kill him. This guy doesn't. What's this guy bringing? Okay, dude, what do you think this guy's doing? Even Guy Fieri has some good qualities. I'm going to say this guy has zero.
Zero redeemable qualities. Another union rep said the passenger's behavior should be considered sexual harassment. I agree.
It should be considered sexual assault.
EVA was the airline, which is known for hiring only female flight attendants. Defended. They need some guys on here to whip.
Like, yeah, some guys.
Here he is.
Or some guy who loves duty play. I'll wipe your. He's going, do you also hear?
And he just has warts all over his fingers. And he's like, I'll change you.
She goes, I need you to wear gloves. And then last second, he rips the gloves off and goes barehanded, wipes.
And he's like, oh, no.
Dude, did you hear, too, that the lady said that this guy said, go deeper? Was that in this article?
No.
Yeah, so he goes,
deeper.
You're not deep enough. Go deeper.
Oh.
And then he yelled at her again, deeper. That's why they go, this is a sexual fetish.
They said it defended its treatment of the EVA defended its treatment of the passenger in a press statement Monday, saying he had flown the airline more than 20 times and mostly without incident. You know, he's had a couple flights where he was all right. Dude, mostly without incident.
That's I've flown hundreds of times with zero incident.
You know how many times I've shit my pants because someone wouldn't wipe my ass on a plane?
Dude, if you're next to this guy and he's making this big stink, literally, and then he's also shitting his pants, what do you do? Do you call him a piece of shit? Like, yes. I would be like, fuck you. I would want to move, but you can't move.
For 10 hours, I would berate, you're a piece of fucking garbage.
Yeah, human garbage.
You smell like shit. Because your little dinky didn't get changed in there like a baby.
Yeah.
You fat fuck.
And you know exactly who this guy is. We've dealt with these people for years.
Plenty of them. They would ask you to do all sorts of shit for them.
And you get, and then I see them now. I mean, you just see them at stores making a fuss. It's like, dude, I'm not the reason that you're like this.
We had a morbidly obese woman who always had like some sort of fucking cast or something on her makeshift cast.
Couldn't open anything. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah, like always, you always complain how it smelled horrible. And one time a delivery driver went to her place and she's like, hurry up, give me the bags. One of the bags said Pepto-Bismol. She's like, I got diarrhea. She would just order bags of chips. She would order at work and you could see her coworkers being like, they would be judging.
I remember the name we had for, can't say it now, but it went very, it was just a couple letters off than a real last name.
Give me the Pepto-Bismol, I got diarrhea. She would ask someone to wipe her.
Yes. I remember I had to go like fucking up to like the 18th floor of a place and then I had to go down another five floors to get her wall. I mean, the whole transaction took 20 minutes and she sent me a dollar.
Oh, she was horrible.
But we've also had people been like screaming, put that grill where, get over here.
Yeah.
I was like, look, I understand you're angry, but you can't be angry at me. I didn't do this to you.
I had to pick up the famous, I think just transvestite off the floor. She was so drunk.
Transgender.
Was she transgender?
That's what a transvestite is.
It is?
It's transgender, I think.
Is it? That's different?
You can't say transvestite
anymore. Oh, that's barred?
Yeah.
I thought it was different things.
No.
Well, I stand corrected.
I think it's all trans.
I apologize.
Or I think it's just trans.
Just trans. Okay. Yeah. I was at a trans concert.
I was into trans when I was a kid. I would let him drive around the track.
So I had to, pick her lifeless body up off the floor. Almost threw my back out, by the way. Yes. I got bad positioning. I put the wheelchair between me and her, which was bad.
She wasn't angry.
I felt bad for her.
I set up her computer for her.
But it still
took me like 15 minutes.
Still shouldn't be what you should have to do on that job.
I felt bad for her. Yeah. And, like, she wasn't a big tipper, but like that one I could see. Some of them were just
egregious. The airline pledged to further investigate the passenger and explore options, ranging from placing him on a no-fly list to requiring someone to accompany him on flights.
Oh, come on.
They denied it had punished flight attendants for rejecting similar customer demands in the past, which I'm sure they have.
If you can fly by yourself, you can take a dump at your house by yourself, which means that you could take a dump on a plane by yourself.
This guy is horrible. This guy's one of the more deplorable people we've discussed in recent.
He's one of the most disgusting humans I've ever seen. It's and I'm horrible. Talking about, there's a lot of fucking bad, bad people.
Yeah, this but guy's bad.
Just because I know this guy. I see this guy. I've met this guy. I know exactly what you're dealing with, and there's no good qualities here.
If you believe in karma, this guy's got a lot of shit coming his way.
Literally.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe like one of these women is like, can I just go to his place, Braveheart style, and try to take him out in the middle of the night?
Dude, I've never been on a plane where there's like some sort of crazy antic like this.
No, you would think eventually, maybe tomorrow, you're heading on a flight. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood that I don't. I mean, but I what would you, you'd have to turn around and be like, dude, what is your fucking problem?
Some you would hope.
Shits his pants.
You know who you need on that flight? John Little, Air Marshal.
Oh, he should be an Air Marshal, actually.
Look here, you fat fuck. Yeah, wipe your own ass. I'll wipe
shove
it for you.
Shove that shit back in your asshole right now or I'll shoot you, son of a bitch.
I'll push that shit in with my bare head. I don't care.
Get that parachute out. I could see him go, you want me to wipe your ass? And then him fisting the guy. The guy's like, stop. He's like, this is what you wanted,
I could see him taking his sock off. For some reason, he's like a knee-length sock. He has the flight attendant for a fucking soda can full. Just that beating him.
While he sleeps? When he's asleep?
Just beating this man to
death. And the guy behind him takes his fucking sweatshirt and throws it up in front of him to hold him down.
Yeah.
And he just fucking
beats him. Have a soda can party for this motherfucker.
People would be sucking John's dick back. They're like, you're the best.
If you attack this guy and somehow got people on board, people would turn him. Animalistic. And they
Lord
would,
of Flies.
Oh, they would kill him. They would kill him fast.
Dude, I would like to see his face when he's taking that dump when he goes, I'm going to take a shit right now. What's his face? Is he straining? Is he like, ugh?
You think his little,
is he ripping fart?
Does his little dinky get hard?
Dude, I doubt it. I'd probably.
What's he wear? Sweatpants? To make it easy? That he wears like overalls?
No, I thought it was like bib overalls almost.
Just with the fat hanging out on the sides?
Dude, I mean, this
guy's
disgusting.
A piece of shit.
Who shits their pants in their seat?
If you're a relative of this man, I'm assuming you hate him. You come forward and you shame this guy how much you hate being related to him.
And also, imagine the person that sits in the seat after this guy took a dump. Also, do you know what this guy's probably going to
imagine
fucking
sitting in that bathroom after he takes... That bathroom's probably done for the flight.
He's got shit on the cushions now. Yeah. This is why I wipe down the whole fucking seat. So, do you think that he was going over there to, like, the Asian country? You think he has, like, a mail-order bride or some
maybe
fucking...
Maybe hookers.
Oh,
I don't know.
God, dude.
Nothing good.
God.
Nothing, nothing worthwhile. He's not helping this impoverished people.
Beast.
Yeah, this fucking...
What if it turns into, like, that kid with the fucking Native American guy where it turns out we don't have the story right at all?
Could be. This guy could be a lower form of life than Seagal, and that's saying a lot.
I could see him... That's my brother.
That's my father. He needs help.
That's my cousin Ned. Ned loves to fly to the Orient.
He was seeing me. I was in Taipei on behalf of Russia. I mean, what a horrible, horrible human being.
They Taipei'd the price.
They should just keep him in Taipei. The U.S. be like, we don't want you back. Stay there.
You mean they arrest him there?
Yeah. So
like, throw him
there.
In jail?
Keep
They're like,
there.
Dude, no way. We don't have enough rice to feed this fucker.
Then let him starve.
Ugh.
Hopefully he ends up in prison for
just,
something.
That's the sad part. It just gives the fucking, like the American tourist, this is what people think.
We're all 440 pounds.
I mean, they're already being fed that, like literally, they're being told that.
I bet I heard this
we're
guy.
We're all obese and that we're all pieces of shit.
This guy travels with a garbage bag of jambalaya. He just eats it out of the bag.
No, dude, this guy has like three summer sausages tucked in his coverall pockets. He just pulls them out, cuts that wrapper open, and just starts eating them whole.
He's like, can I get some overhead room? I have a 12-foot sub. Is there anywhere I can put it?
This is my carry-on.
You know he's probably got a lot of luggage. I mean, this isn't the only high maintenance he's doing on the flight. Probably got a lot of bad. Probably a service animal that has to sit next near him.
I mean, it's bad for people, but how do you want to sit in your own shit for 10 hours?
He wants to prove a point.
He's in a duty place so bad, it's disgusting.
He wanted to prove a point. Baby, hey, I'll shit my pants and go home if you don't give me my way. He's a child.
They should just fuck it. They should have killed him.
They had their chance.
Over
international waters. We're in the sky.
Who knows what happens? Everybody, all you need is about 300 people to fucking not rat you out.
You have 10 hours. You convince everyone on that flight. It's like a jury. Look.
It's the last 30 minutes and one person's a holdout. You're like, all right, look, we'll give you unlimited
miles. We're going to have to kill them too.
Yeah, now we got to kill two people.
This guy's not going with it.
Oh, do you know what you do if you have two people? Real easy. Make it look like it was a knife fight between the fat guy and this guy.
Just stab
him
up.
In the back. And then stab him up, throw him in the back.
And then you just light the plane on fire on the on the tarmac. You're like, I don't know what happened. Any evidence?
No, you put them both in the bathroom. And then you go, I don't know. We hear crazy stuff. We need
what's happening?
Emergency landing.
Oh, my God.
Open it up. Oh, they stabbed each other.
You have the flight attendant who had to wipe this guy's ass. Get on the loudspeaker. Give her testimony of why this guy needs to die. I mean, the woman was victimized.
I mean, you have three women there to give testimony. I would be like, if they said that, okay, so they tell me what happens. I know that this happened. I'm on the flight. And they say, look, we know that there will be no justice because our company is, they don't follow any regulations like you do in the U.S. And we have to keep enduring this. He's done this 20 times.
Some of these women may have seen him before.
I would
Who
go,
knows?
Can I please be the one to do it?
I would start chanting. People would either take to it or be like, they would arrest you.
They'll be afraid at this point, so they're going for it. Everyone's going to be real fearful after that.
I'm an air marshal. I'm for it. I'll do it.
What do? I say you eat them. Everybody has to have one bite. You could finish them off.
Ugh.
300 people.
How would
it's
you?
Only about one pound of, a little over a pound, pound and a half.
You'd have to do it with like a can opener or something. They don't have a lot of sharp objects.
They got some to cut open. The ingenuity of man.
You just put one
in
of
a
them,
in a tight situation.
Put one of the mini pillows over his face, or a bunch of them.
No, the guy behind, once again, you got to do the guy that's right behind him. He's got to like wrap.
What if when you're low in the sky, you just throw him out of the plane?
Couldn't do it. It would fuck. There's no way you
could
do it.
It'd be great to see that.
Throw him in the engine from like up to the front door. Try to aim it so he goes into the engine.
Jesus.
Then claim we have an engine problem. They find a 450-pound guy who shit his pants.
He must have been flying. He's a superhero. How'd he get in there?
After extensive forensic testing, we have come to the conclusion that he shit his pants before he went into the blade.
I got a girlfriend potential for this man. This is from Hieronymus.
Whoa.
Sarasota, Florida. Always love a good Florida story. From WSVN 7 News Miami.
The best.
Florida substitute teacher. What's this lady's name? Heather Carpenter, 42 years old. She'd been accused of smearing human feces around a Sarasota park to sabotage a girl's birthday party.
It's the principal's daughter.
According to WWSB, Heather Carpenter was spotted wearing rubber gloves and a face mask, putting human duty on 7 tables and 2 grills.
Do you know how much shit you need?
At a park.
Jesus.
She went
Christ.
For the grills. You could kill someone.
Well, I mean, I think the grill is your least because it's going to burn off.
Ugh.
But all your burgers are going to be roasted of that roasted duty taste.
What kind of you smoke fire? What do you got on these?
You like using shit logs? What do you got here, Bill?
These are great. According to detectives, imagine being a detective to investigate this. The principal at the school where Carpenter works was set to have a birthday party for her daughter at the targeted area. However, Carpenter told police she was angry and wanted to sabotage the party because she wasn't happy with how a complaint at school was being handled.
Kill her, too, because there's no you don't mess with duty.
In an odd twist, Carpenter's own daughter was one of the invitees to the party.
She's like, collateral damage.
Don't eat anything off the grill. Don't eat it. Keep your hands off the table.
Don't sit. Don't touch anything. No, dude.
I'm assuming she kept her out of the party.
Her daughter is collateral damage.
She's like, sorry.
Yeah. I think it's the great cover. Well, why would it be me? My daughter was there.
I wouldn't do that. The park has since replaced the tables and grills, costing the county $2,310. Oh. She was arrested and charged with third-degree felony criminal mischief.
She was charged with death.
Yeah, that's nothing good's going to come of that.
Dude,
lady.
I got to be honest
with you. She's 42, and this is how she's handling.
There's times I question whether I should be friends with Ari anymore when he starts doing the duty play stuff. I don't do duty play. I don't like it being thrown around. I don't like touching it. I don't like seeing it. I don't like people smearing it on tables and grills.
It
should be much more punishable offense. There should be more time involved.
Ari's a duty criminal. He holds people hostage with his duty. You might be a victim of it in a few days.
There's too many of us that are anti-duty. I think we're going to take him down.
You might end up killing him.
I mean, at some point, he's going to take out his duty cloth and try to fucking do something.
If you're with Ari, that's a guarantee.
But I'm not. It's...
Here's a guy you need to watch out for in Utah. This is from Hieronymus as well. This is Daily Mail. This dude, Nathan Harrison, he's 20. This guy is a definite Firefest attendee. He's a Utah skier. So he's in Utah skiing. Something's blocking my goddamn screen. E-sale rugs. Oh, thank you. He was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a cop at a ski resort. Why was he so upset? He learned that the parking lot was full.
At Brighton, right?
I don't know if it says where it is.
Yeah, I think I read that it was at Brighton.
He was charged with aggravated assault, disarming a police officer.
They
could have killed him.
Did you read the play-by-play of this?
He like pulled the guy into his car.
Yeah, and then the guy... by the way, people were watching this. If I saw the cop,
I would have jumped.
I would have fucking started stomping this. This is your get-out-of-jail-free card to beat the fuck out of this kid. Because the cop was like... He had the cop's face in the fucking snow. and he was grabbing for the guy's gun, and the guy just held on.
How big was this cop? This guy doesn't look like much.
Also, you're fighting in the snow, man. I fought a guy in the snow once.
He took a bad step.
It is not. It's slippery as fuck.
Cop may need to get better shoes.
Yeah.
He also was charged failure to stop at the command of a law enforcement, disorderly conduct, failure to obey signs, and interfering with an officer. This guy going to go to prison, you would guess.
But his thing was, he's like, I'm a season ticket holder.
No, that's like his big defense. Officer Mark Curley, this guy is never going to live this down, by the way. With the police department working on a secondary assignment at Brighton Ski. Oh, yeah, it does say. When the incident occurred, he added that he was easily identifiable as an officer.
Not a big parking lot at Brighton.
So at 10 a.m. on that day, the ski resort was extremely crowded, had a full parking lot. Attendants were turning vehicles away. As this guy approached the turning point, he would not stop honking his horn. Like a real asshole.
Was he on fucking meth? I mean, I don't understand what this guy was
deal
was.
Maybe PCP, superhuman strength.
That's true.
When Curley the cop asked Harrison the douchebag why he was honking his horn, he appeared irate and claimed he had a season pass to ski.
It doesn't give you a season pass to park, fucker.
He then demanded that he be let inside. After the cop tried to explain that he would need to turn around, Harrison rolled up his window and continued driving towards the signs and cones blocking the road. God, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, this guy's a real... There's nothing good about this guy either.
He didn't stop until a parking attendant slapped his vehicle. The officer then opened the door and instructed him to turn around. Harrison is said to have then grabbed Curley, pulling him inside the vehicle. At this point, Curley yelled at Harrison to get out of the car, but the man was swinging his arms around and repeatedly hitting the officer. Curley managed to pull Harrison out of the vehicle, but the man was swinging closed fists and screaming something unintelligible. He may have had like a fucking severe... mental breakdown.
Maybe he's mentally ill.
Who knows, but obviously not good.
If he is mentally ill, then I feel bad. If he doesn't have the mental illness excuse, then I'm a piece of shit.
The officer said that he struggled with restraining Harrison to the ground and added that he continued swinging at him. Curley delivered multiple distraction blows to Harrison's jaw and face to no avail. Ooh. Distraction blows to the jaw. When Curley was finally able to restrain Harrison, he allegedly tried to grab for the officer's gun. Witnesses confirmed this happened.
I got people like, oh, God, what's going on? Dude, jump in and save this motherfucker.
Harrison managed to also push Curley's head into the snow, the old whitewash, making it difficult for him to see and breathe. He said, I covered my firearm with one hand and was able to kick him off of me. The cop said, Curley eventually pulled his gun out and instructed the man to lie on the ground, but Harrison allegedly chose to squat. The guy wouldn't follow the directions.
Dude, he should have shot him.
This is like a case. The guy's white. You could have got it. I mean,
yeah, nobody's going to fuck with you.
He's 20. Man. He's an asshole. He's in the wrong. He tried to get your gun.
Yeah.
If there's any time,
shoot him. Again, I think people in the parking lot would agree. It'd be like, look, it was justified. Yeah.
Harrison was said to have continued struggling as backup came to assist.
He's
in the
still
arrest.
Struggling? Yeah. Shoot the motherfucker.
He's currently being held at Salt Lake County Jail if you want to visit him and get an
interview.
We
should go in there. Get
a quick interview.
What's your deal here? How much do you love skiing? You think he was a snowboarder or a skier?
What kind of car does he have? I say BMW or Mercedes.
No. This guy's driving some like...
Maserati?
No, he's driving some 20-year-old Subaru, I'm sure.
You think?
Yeah. No, this isn't like a reach kit. This isn't. This is the guy's just fucking...
He just loves...
He's like, this is my mountain.
He just loves the fucking skiing.
That guy sucks, too.
That cop should be able to fight him one more time. Like, on dry land.
Yeah, are you allowed to pistol whip him?
I don't know
people,
if you are.
You should be allowed to pistol
whip. Beat him with the club.
Yeah, get that club out. I would have beat the fuck out of him with that club.
You can mace him. You can tase him.
He might. I don't know.
Seemed like the cop was just struggling to survive.
Mormons, though, run Utah, so they might not. You might not be allowed to use mace.
This might be Mormon mob activity.
I don't know. I think this guy is like, I just a fucking switch got flipped and he's done.
He was like Sly Stallone and over the top. He turned his hat backwards.
Yeah, and he starts drinking motor oil.
One last before we get out of here to finish up our horrible people of the world segment. This is NDTV, Nick Diaz TV, I guess. This is in New Zealand. So there's this British family who's gone on vacation to New Zealand and have caused so much chaos.
I've been watching videos of these people.
These people could be the worst. They're like the British O'Doyle family from Billy Madison.
You should watch the video.
They're horrible. The son's like a big old fatso.
Did you see the little kid that told this bitch?
Like, no, I heard called he like, shut up.
Oh, dude, it's crazy because this kid's like 3 foot tall. He's like, fuck you, you fucking bitch.
So they've been branded worse than pigs and are facing deportation from New Zealand after a spree of bad behaviors left.
What's taking them so long?
Get them out of there.
They've been involved in a string of incidents in and around Auckland and Hamilton, including accusations of littering, assault, not paying for restaurant meals, and intimidating behavior. These people are horrible.
Did you see they pull out like a bag of like hair and put it on food and shit?
Yeah, these are like
cockroaches. Oh, I saw the video where they're in the park. So they're in this beautiful park, and they get so they're having a huge picnic. I'm talking like fucking shit everywhere.
Yeah,
and
I saw a picture of that.
They get up and just fucking leave it all. Trash everywhere. And by the way, these people, they have more garbage, about three times more garbage than the average picnicker.
England, don't take them back. Keep them to say, hey.
People were saying that they were like the gypsies, like from Snatch.
Auckland Mayor Phil Goff led national outcry at the tourist antics, demanding the police take action. These guys are trash. They're leeches, he told the TV station. You make TV news in a country you're visiting, get rid of your laws. Are so lax. Kick them out.
Dude, they were.
Or arrest them. Why haven't they been arrested?
They were stiffing people for like $500-$600 bills for food.
He said, if you say one time I found a hair or an ant in my meal, you'd believe it. But they find in every meal they have as a way of ending payment. That's criminal activity. He said, they're worse than pigs, and I like to see them out of the country.
I love small countries because they get to speak their mind. You're worse and everybody, than pigs. It's like a small town, and everybody's on board. They're like, look at you pigs.
Someone could kill these people.
No, they're ballsy people.
New Zealand's Assistant General Manager of Immigration, Peter Devoy, said the family had been issued with a deportation notice on the grounds of matters relating to character, which basically means you're a piece of shit. You imagine getting thrown out of a, you've been thrown out of a country because you have bad character.
Yeah, but when you see these people, it all makes sense. You're like, oh, this is completely, I see it all.
A 26-year-old member of the family on Wednesday pled guilty to stealing $37 worth of goods from a gas station. They attracted media coverage in New Zealand after a video showed them leaving beer boxes, bottles, and other rubbish on a beach. When a woman asked him to clean up the litter, a child in the group can be seen on video threatening he would knock her brains out.
Yeah. Dude, this kid's like six.
She'd be like, let's fight.
Yeah.
I'll fight you one-on-one. Because
then there's this giant dude over there.
Yeah, you got to get somebody else. Be like, if you want to fight.
This kid's swagger at six. He runs up to her like, you fuck you, I'll fucking bash your brains.
Young Conor McGregor.
Like, wow.
Some media reported that one family member hit a journalist with her shoe after being approached for comment. Member of the family told the New Zealand Herald they have now decided to cut short their vacation and they're going to go home early. But it's dude, like, you've been thrown out.
They're scumbags. Kill them. I say kill them all. Why? What's the big... What are we losing here by ridding the world of assholes like this?
John Johnson insisted...
Is this Don Johnson's brother?
He insisted his family are of good stock, claimed his grandfather, this is such a lie, is the 10th richest man in England. Okay. Said, by the way, 10th? Like, why 10th?
Dude, because he's like, look.
I can't say one.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like
no one's heard of fucking Bob Johnson.
Why don't you say 80th?
And he said,
that's still pretty rich.
He said he was felt very unwelcome in New Zealand. Bad treatment.
Fuck you.
Piece of shit family. The Johnsons.
Dude, is there a New Zealand mafia?
Did you see this fucking guy, this son? Look at this fucking guy. Look at that gun.
No, that's the video I saw.
In the skin,
that guy's in
skin
there.
Tight wife beater.
Is there a New Zealand mafia? Why don't they kill these guys?
Or just let some fucking guys out of prison and be like, hey,
we have one job.
You lessen your sentence by years.
As long as you're not a rapist.
Yeah.
And as long as your murder was justified, kind of.
Yeah, but say it's probably some gang member or something.
Okay.
New Zealanders are known as their rugby are known as like badass guys.
Well, I mean, the rugby. You're talking about regular people. No, but just like the rest of us.
Have a rugby team just run rough. Dude, they're UFC fighters from New Zealand.
I know, but it doesn't mean the whole country's full of UFC.
Let loose. Oh, leg kick that six-year-old kid.
Every country has its fucking badasses. What you need is Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
Mark Hunt needs to go find these fucking... He's like the same size as that guy.
Knock out the father, John Johnson.
Dude, I could see Mark Hunt being real pissed about this.
Not only should they have to leave, but they should be robbed of like all their money before they leave.
Should be robbed of all their dignity. They should have to fly naked.
Do they have ants in their fucking pockets to put on the food?
They said they had like bags with bugs and hair.
We
and
also,
shit.
Unfortunately, dealt with people like this.
I know.
Working that job.
I feel like I've dealt with these people my whole life. Between the motel... The fucking...
These people, they should also be on a no-fly anywhere. They should not be able to fly anywhere.
Yeah, they're scumbags.
They should be able to drive across Europe. Maybe even not that.
I think Dude, why
can you incarcerate a whole family, even the 6-year-old? Be like, you put you in one cell.
The sad part is the 6-year-old, it's not his fault, but he doesn't have a shot at ever being a decent
person.
He's
been with them too long.
He's been brainwashed. I'm sorry, but he's going to have to be collateral damage as well. He's just going to have to. You know what someone should have done? A restaurant? Poisoned them. Be like, oops, I guess there was poison in the food.
Sorry. You see them coming. It'd be tempting.
Yeah.
Or at least give them like terrible food poisoning.
You're like, oh, you found an ant? Well, oh. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't find that chunk of diarrhea I had in there.
The uncooked beef I put in the food. Enjoy it. If you're, imagine being 6 or how old that kid is, telling a woman you're going to beat her brains out.
I can't blame that kid. That's just upbringing. But at some point, you become an adult, and you're still going to be like that.
Oh, he's going to turn into these other people who are adults.
He doesn't have a shot. But at the same time, you got to stop the bloodline now.
How many people are there in this fucking clan?
There is like a clan. There was a bunch. They were eating like $500 worth of food.
You know, with their hands, just like disgusting. Their shirts
off. And they
don't
give a fuck. Small business owners struggling to keep the doors open, get stiffed $500.
Yeah, I found a hair in my meal.
The problem is New Zealand, their whole industry is based on tourism. But I think you would actually get points if you killed these people.
Publicly.
They're like, don't be an asshole when you come here.
England won't go to war over that.
No, why would... I mean, there's... Well, yeah, no.
It's like, hey.
They'd be like, thank God you got these fucking dickheads
out
of here.
The Johnsons have been ruining our country for years.
What do you think, America would go to fucking war if that guy who shit his pants on the plane got killed while he was over in fucking Asia?
No.
They'd be fine. You're like, yeah, whatever.
You. Did us a favor.
Yeah. No, we did turn a blind eye.
The Johnsons, the fat...
Turn a brown eye.
The fat flyer and the duty smearer all need to be put together.
They need to get a band together.
Hunger Games.
That 6-year-old would be dead first.
No, he would do well, I think.
You think he'd flee.
He's got an aggressive attitude. Maybe he's a great fighter.
He was still in relatively good shape, too.
He's not fat yet?
Not really.
He's not getting that good free food. You put the hair in it too early for me to eat the meal. Oh,
probably pubes.
The mom's pubes.
Oh.
She's plucking her asshole hairs out before the meal.
Putting her nip hairs in there.
Oh, Jesus.
They're like, this doesn't look like any of our hairs. Yeah, look at these hairy tits. That's what it came off.
Wouldn't be shocked if there's incest in this family.
I would say that they're all probably a product of incest.
The 10th
allegedly.
10th richest incestors in England.
You know, people... there has to be a line.
Something tells me
people should be scared enough. It's like when these assholes, when they close down the parks, you know, and people are cutting down Joshua trees in Joshua Tree so they could build fucking roads and people are throwing garbage everywhere. You should get your hand cut off.
You got to make an example of these people.
Just don't be an asshole. I go to parks,
Joshua,
you know,
trees
what?
Are valuable. You can sell them.
Well, these guys just did it to fucking get it out of the way. I mean, they're also not like a lot of them. That's why they're in one area. It's called Joshua Tree. And they take 500 years to fucking grow. They're like, yeah, you know what? We need to off-road. You couldn't go around it? No, I had to build the road right through it.
You know none of the Johnson family is going to die young either. They're all going to live till like 90.
Oh, yeah. So they can spread the spread their fucking disgusting behavior.
Spread their good cheer around the world.
Spread their dirty cheeks everywhere.
They have the money to fly to New Zealand. Imagine being on their flight, by the way.
Well, dude, they probably con the airline. They're like, we'll pay for it up front on a credit card that's probably never going to pay the bill for. And then they're going to say something happened on the flight, probably try to get free flight off that.
I heard Billy McFarland's a descendant of the Johnson clan.
Every person that we talked about today could be a disciple or descendant of one of these and a disciple.
I wanted a documentary of Billy McFarland in prison. And he meets.
You're not going to be happy with what you
young,
see there.
He meets a young bass man.
You're not
takes
gonna,
him under
it
just,
and takes advantage of him. He's going to have a fire fest in prison.
He's bringing all WrestleMania is going to be in the prison next year. I'm giving him all my commissary.
He said he's getting a pirate ship for the prison.
Sounds doable.
And there's $1 million giveaway. Yeah. I'm looking for it.
Well, that's your ticket out. You can buy the judge.
Can Scott come to the fire festival?
Does Scott going to be there?
When I get out, I want to go to the fire festival. I already bought a fucking... What were they? What were the
villas?
Yeah, I already bought... I got a villa?
Fucking
for
villas.
For fire fest?
Oh, I lost the box of keys. Sorry, no villas.
Oh,
wow, what a shame.
That's too bad.
Spent millions.
That fucking idiot. People were like, you got to cancel. And he kept being like, no.
Dude,
he kept saying, I don't want problems. I want people who can solve problems. And it's like, this is nothing but problems.
Dude, he fired the caterer. That one guy fired the caterer because the guy didn't give him a menu.
Sushi. He wouldn't give him sushi.
He didn't let him have like a tasting menu.
Sushi in extreme heat.
Moron. And then they ended up getting cheese sandwiches. Three days before,
like the line with the like a campaign that was all on social media. One guy with 400 followers like broke the back because he tweeted out the picture of that shitty sandwich.
Yeah.
It looked like you would get in a prison. Billy McFarland's probably eating a couple of cheese sandwiches now.
All the fuck Jerry followers, 13 million, couldn't stop a man with one cheese sandwich pick.
I was told Courtney said, because she had heard of Fuck Jerry. I've never heard of it. She said it's like that guy Fat Jewish, who's just kind of like an aggregator of videos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just do memes.
Yeah. Like, but they don't make them.
No. Yeah.
They rip them.
But that's what, like...
Yeah. It's called marketing.
There's a
2019.
Bunch of them. Yeah. No. There's like a million of them that just go around grabbing other people's fucking memes.
We're Fuck Jerry. We're cool.
It's weird. It's... Because it's... technically shouldn't be legal... but it is.
And they got paid, obviously. I would assume, maybe they didn't get paid. That was no one got paid by
Fire?
Billy McFarland.
No, but I mean, you know.
Good advertising on the back end.
Yeah, just a weird, like, it's always weird to me when you don't create anything and you make a shitload of money. Like,
it must
feel so empty. Like, you don't do anything. You just literally pull other people's work and put it in one place.
They certainly had swagger of people who were doing stuff.
Yeah, because that was the image. Like, they had to fly in private jets. They had to do this. They had to do that.
We're Fuck Jerry.
I like when they're like, we got there. There wasn't even a car to pick us up. There wasn't even a car to rent.
Because it was the regatta. Why did he do it the week of the fucking regatta?
Dude, I don't know. Like, that's... on top of it all, you had to do it during the regatta.
I love that it rained, and like some of the people who hated him so much were laughing. They're like, this is great.
Dude, I would have got the fuck off that island day one. Like, as soon as that was, I knew people were showing
up. By the way, how crazy is it?
And the planes were early. That
they
was the
fucking
best part.
Locked the airport. They locked them in. Crazy Joe Clark, Lean On Me style.
It's not America. Dude, they didn't want these psychos running around.
They could have burned down to death. Do you see the guy oiling his body? His shirt, he was all sunburned as shit.
One guy had to go to the hospital.
Because he passed out. That guy looked like he was up there in age. He had grayish hair.
But what was... there's a ton of perverts around.
Yeah. They're like, where are the models?
I love when somebody snuck on the plane, then they had to fucking unboard, then they had to reboard, and then the fucking pilot...
How do you sneak on a plane, by the way?
I
just like,
know.
We have one extra person. Like, who is it? They couldn't figure it out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would think that they take all the seats, so...
Well, there's one person who's like, probably be like, well, this guy says you probably pinpoint it to like
I would have fucking narked out. I'd be like, this guy right here sitting on this guy's lap.
Get the fuck out of here.
This chick.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
I'd go home with a guy who learned to fly a plane on Microsoft.
Dude, my nightmare would be stuck in a place like that with no way out and like 24, 30 hours, you know, they're
drunk assholes.
I would kill. It would be death. And then I'm
like
locked in there.
The guy who was the gay guy who wanted to suck dick for water. Like,
well, he didn't want to.
He changed clothes.
But the guy that was going to suck the dick for.
Yeah, he changed clothes and like got out.
He
got out of Dodge.
He was just in so deep.
But he changed outfits.
I know, but
he didn't
want to suck.
He was scared to get. No.
He was just like, I'm prepared to do this to save this.
But he was scared.
He was in so
scared
deep.
Of getting taken hostage by the Bahamian workers.
You should be. I mean, like, I get it. But you're culpable. But you were there, man. You were part of it.
And he knew Billy for like a long time. He's like, I felt so bad. He's like,
The problem is, like, weren't there red flags with this fucking dude? His first company
was
scammed too.
What was it? Mangina penis or something? Like, Magnesis or like, something?
Yeah, I think it was Magnesis.
I had one of those cards. I was hanging out at the New York clubhouse with all those cool dudes.
Dude, I made mine. I made my own. It's out of fucking fucking I-beam. It would weigh like 30 pounds.
I got good news. We're both booked for the 2020 Fire Festival of Comedy.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it again.
He was in the end of one of the videos. He was already discussing the like version two, man. And that was before he went to prison.
He'll definitely do it.
Why wouldn't he? He's like, we're going to make it right.
Yeah, this is one of those things where he's like, he won't let it go. And people will still go. They'll see a video of a bunch of attractive women.
Bella Hadid.
That aren't going to be there.
Haley Baldwin or Haley Bieber now.
Yeah, and some other people. By the way, all fucking done up with professional makeup artists. All fucking shot with a professional photographer getting the exact perfect shadows and lighting.
People were blaming the guy who shot that commercial. It's not his fault. He shot the commercial. It's his fault.
That guy got hired to do a job.
He's a hired gun. He did his job.
He didn't know
left.
What the fuck was happening.
He thought it was a real festival. He didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, you can't blame that guy at all.
This guy has nothing to do with it.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, so see us. We're going to be doing the Fire Festival.
Get your tickets right now.
2020.
We'll send you the info.
So far, it's us, Chevy Chase. Who else? Boone Shakalaka, I think, is doing a Bushman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should have talked about the fucking Beach Cops at the beginning.
That's true.
Ah, God damn it. We got to remember Beach Cops at the beginning. Anyway.
Check out Beach Cops.
Yeah, if you guys have not checked out Beach Cops, well, what are you doing?
You're missing out. I've seen people say it took me a little bit to get on there, but now that I'm on there, I'm happy I did it.
Wait, took them a little bit in order to subscribe.
Yeah, they're like, they were holding off.
And you can't hold off. Trust me.
They thought
Cops are going to suck you in.
I think they realized they were missing out.
It's
Jesse in Australia was a late comer.
It's around 2 hours
of mayhem, audio mayhem, and
things that I don't usually laugh at stuff that I hear myself doing, but this shit, man, every time I click on it to listen,
it's off the wall. It's almost like
crazy.
An audio version of sometimes you watch a show on Adult Swim, you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
it's an audio version of that. It's an experience.
It's like the Eric Andre Show of podcasts.
It's experience in its own. If that guy's boss who hates Danish and O'Neill, he would hate Beach Cops, but I have a feeling. Yeah,
Beach Cops is next level. It's like if
on crack cocaine.
It's like Boner City if there was no laws or rules and there weren't many on there.
It's like the Fire Festival of Boner City. The laws have been thrown out the window. Yeah. It's every man for themselves. It's a podcast that's done in the dark for no other reason.
It's like if Boner City went on vacation. All the debauchery that would take place. Like if Boner City went on spring break,
yeah,
they would see the Beach Cops.
It's a wild time. Check it out. People are becoming deputies. Thank you to all those who are becoming deputies.
There's more $10 perks to come. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, but I'll have to look up in the comments. Somebody had suggested you should do a video, a night vision video. Because we record it in the dark, and
it's not a gimmick. It is truly done in the dark.
We might be doing that,
yeah.
Which is going to be a very odd experience.
It's going to be,
might be a $10 tier only thing.
You can turn out your lights and watch guys with the lights out saying crazy shit.
It'll be interesting to see what people are actually doing in the dark. People might be touching their dick.
Yeah, who knows?
People might be eating. We don't even know about it. Sneaking snacks in.
Who knows what Zach Lunch is up to?
He's ripping farts. I know that much.
That's for sure.
It's disgusting.
If anyone hears what you want to promote your Utah show, or are they all sold out?
Yeah. I mean, there's a storyteller show at Wise Guys on Friday and Saturday. What day is that? The first and second. I think they're all sold out because they already asked if we wanted to do more shows. Wow. And it seemed like the general consensus was, fuck no. We're here to party.
Take the money
and
run.
We're all driving there in a van.
What?
I was like, I don't know who's driving back. We're staying at Park City, but we're driving it. It's like a 30-minute drive.
Who's driving the van? I'm going to drive the van. Remember we drove with him and he was... didn't he pull over like in the carpool lane for like a motorcycle?
Oh, dude, he stopped. And we're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm letting him go past. And the guy waves. I go, dude, you're going to get rear-ended. There's fucking people that are flying by us.
A shame.
I'm just trying to be a good driver.
It was unconventional moves.
He's like, there was a 20-minute back and forth about, should I get four-wheel drive? I go, dude, look, I'll be honest with you. No, well, it doesn't matter.
What about chains?
The roads are going to be plowed, man.
What about chains?
No. Look, what matters is tires. Do they have good snow tires? Because other than that, I mean, four-wheel drive gets you going, but it's not going to give you more traction on the road. It's up to your contact patches. Once you're at highway speeds, four-wheel drive's not going to save you when you slide.
So I should fly with four tires? Is that what you're saying?
He's all fucking...
Why can't he hire a driver?
Bert's getting a driver. Bert's like, my driver's going to pick me up.
He's going to fly in his driver?
I think his driver's picking up from the airport because not everyone's getting it at the same time. It's Shafe and I, as always, the first to lay the
ground. Are you the last to leave?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to clean up Ari's duty stains and.
No, actually, Ari's like he gets like really into it. He's like a housekeeper.
Really?
Yeah. Because he stays all over the world. He can't have a bad rating.
Oh, good point.
He's not a pig.
He's kind of.
We wash. I mean, yeah.
He's kind of a slovenly person.
Yeah, but like we clean up the house pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it's us and Mark Norman are the last. We're all flying out.
The last to leave. So.
I think some people. Yeah, pretty sure. Or maybe we're not. I don't know. Either way, we're first in.
It's going to be debaucherous, I would imagine.
Dude, who knows? We're all pretty old now. Yeah, there might be some drinking and smoking dope in the hot tub, but I don't think it's going to get any worse.
Yeah, but
Ari
is going to try to find some LSD or some mushrooms or.
No. Dude, we're skiing. When it's skiing time, you got to keep your mind fucking sterile.
Skinny skiing on acid, like Lacey Underalls from Caddyshack.
Bring your flask, okay? I need to stay warm. He's obsessed with drinking whiskey on the mountain. He says it's like the greatest thing of all time.
That's his new thing?
Like last year, he was like, I can't believe we don't have a flask. But like we could have gone and bought a flask anywhere. Like he was distraught.
Or just a small bottle like, of plastic, like a plastic bottle of whiskey and throw it
also,
in your ski
suit. I like to stay fucking... clear mind.
He's gonna hit a tree. He's gonna be all drunk.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, dude, I mean, I get to have a swig, but like, don't be fucking.
Hop on BetDSI. Who comes back with an injury? Is it O'Neal? Is it Ari Shaffir? No. Steve Renazzisi?
I say
Burt Kreischer? It's Mark Norman? Sean Patton?
I say Burt, Steve, and Sean Patton.
Burt's gonna get a selfie stick up the ass because he's taping himself.
I think he's gonna get it. Fucking, he's gonna stab himself with it. I told him. I was like, Ari, I'm worried about it. That's what he does. That's his thing.
Burt would be like, keep the footage rolling. He's like, dying.
Being airlifted.
Don't somebody.
He's gonna ask the EMT, keep taping.
Don't stop.
That was what I was worried about. I was like, dude, I'm always worried. I have anything on me that. It's going to hurt when I fall.
Ari came back last time from somewhere with a broken toe because he hit a trash barrel chasing his girlfriend's dog. So he's injury prone.
We all are.
You combine that with alcohol and skiing. Something tells me he's going to twist the knee. He'll do something. He's going to bruise his big balls.
I think he just wants a little bit. Like they were talking about smoking weed, and I was like, you can't smoke weed and do this shit. I mean, some people can. I don't because I like to go... I like to go hard. And to
is
go
everyone
hardcore.
The same level of skier?
No. I am the best skier by far.
But who is there anyone who's like beginner?
Yeah, Sean Patton.
Like he's never skied.
Look, I'm gonna throw this out there right now. Renazzisi is beginner skier. Mark Norman, though, I don't know what he's bringing to the table.
He could be a black diamond mogul.
Yeah,
man.
He and I might be like just
you
we're
guys
going
to have a race.
We might ditch Ari. We'd be like, look, it's dead weight. Ari can do it all. Renazzisi, you know, entry level guy.
He's in over his head.
I think Sean Patton is gonna like take lessons. Burt seems like he's manageable, but Burt seems like
he got injured though. I think he like knocked the wind out of himself in one of his videos he did with his family.
I may have, but oh yeah, I think he wrecked. But I think he's like a. I think he. So here's what the pairing will be. It'll be Renazzisi and Burt, Ari and I. Sean Patton will be off his own, and Mark Norman's the wild card.
He could be with anybody.
Yeah,
or nobody.
I don't know. He could just be a lone wolf. He's like,
he may stay,
I'm better than all. I'm so much better than all of you.
He may
that
stay
I'm not fucking,
at the place and just hang out.
I could see for some reason. I don't know why, but I just picture him being a good skier. I don't know. But he may have never skied.
I think he's from New Orleans.
That's why.
They're known for
water
their,
skiing.
Known and, for their great ski.
Yeah, maybe not then. Okay. But
I think he is. That's my.
He is.
Yeah, so I don't know if you would grow up skiing from there, but who knows?
For some reason, he looks like a kid that would go on
he's
ski
He's lived
trips
in New York
family.
For a while, so maybe he's gotten into it. I don't know.
I don't know. I only went.
You guys should
went,
do one race, no holds barred.
I never went on a family. No, my family didn't ski. My brother and sister skied a little bit. My brother still skis. But we just went on our own because there's no way our family would be like, we're going to pack up the motel. We're going skiing.
Renazzisi should be good. He's like
Renazzisi.
You'd think he would be good. I would think he would, growing up in New York, close to mountains.
Nah.
Nothing.
Scared of the, doesn't like speed.
The drug? I don't or the movie.
Doesn't like speed
by
too.
By the way,
doesn't like
that
speed
reminded
too.
Me in the book, Bird Box, the lady, the main woman, 23 years old.
Oh, really?
That's a big departure.
Not 52 years old.
Not having a baby at 50.
Okay.
So that's a bit of a departure.
I mean, she looked young.
No, she does, but it's still crazy though when you see it.
Yeah. No, I mean, they have, but you got, hey, to get a movie made, you got to fucking.
She got attached. That was the guy's first book, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. How long ago was it written?
Like 2011 or 12.
Okay. It just seems, it
very
seems
similar
to me,
to A Quiet Place. You think there's an overlap there? Like they saw this or read the book?
I mean, I think by the time this came out, something tells me that people were... Something tells me from the time this book came out that it was already had people attached to it. Yeah, it's one of those things, too, where I could see it working in a book, but visually it just didn't make sense to
me. Well, and they had to condense, because movies, you can't, you know, like they had to condense...
How many pages is the book?
213.
Okay, it's not that long.
No, not crazy.
It spans a long
But just story-wise, they wanted to get them in that house fast so Machine Gun Kelly could fuck that policewoman.
Was that Machine Gun Kelly? How do I know this guy?
The guy Eminem vanquished. Yeah, there was no Machine Gun Kelly character in the book at all.
No.
There was no like...
Well, they're like, hey, this guy's popular.
Yeah.
He was all right. He was
okay. Yeah, he didn't do anything really either way.
Didn't have like a big thing.
Yeah, didn't move.
I did like the hot fuck action.
He was pounder. He's like 6'6 and weighs like fucking 115.
Yeah, he was pounding hard.
All right, let's get out of here. Check out Beach Cops.
Post show talk, by the way.
Yeah.
Back in 2019. Post show talk is back.
Sponsored by Post Malone, another rapper with a lot of tattoos.
And an influencer.
He is an influencer.
That guy, what a crazy. This guy has huge mansions. He's only been making money for like 3 years.
There's a curse on him, though.
Yeah, I know.
He's almost been killed like 50 times.
Yeah, that other shit happened.
People targeted his house, tried to rob him, but he didn't live there anymore. Or he wasn't there.
Dude, how are people making 3 years?
He had a car crash. He's had a lot of bad things happen.
How after 3 years are you flying private?
Post Malone money.
Probably because you're 23 and you're like, that's how you blow all
your
money.
Some of the worst face tattoos. I mean, not that there's great face tattoos. I'm like, that's awesome, but his are bad.
He makes money. Do you like him as an artist?
I do not.
He has some catchy stuff.
Very poppy.
Yeah.
A lot of auto-tune stuff. Just not my scene.
His videos, I think, are what really makes him.
Does he play the guitar?
I don't know. I think he might. I've only watched his videos, and his video or have good production quality, but I'm not. I always try to figure out, like, what is it about these people that have made them superstars?
Is he eating ass in the videos, at least?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's like PewDiePie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That guy's 82 million fucking people. Isn't that crazy?
He's an influencer.
Dude, that guy's not an influencer. He is the influencer. Like, that guy is beyond influencer. That guy's the biggest guy on YouTube, which is crazy.
All right, we're out of here. Check out everything we got going. Danish and O'Neill on Threadless. And
BoaterCity.threadless. We're going to have some Beach Cops merch. Gonna get a new Danish and O'Neill shirt. Scribes the Beach Cops.
Yeah.
It's 2019, baby. We gotta make it happen. We're the Post Malone of 2019.
Bet DSI DO 101, and we're doing Duty Fest in Australia.
Yeah, which means nobody can take a shit anywhere near this place.
All right, everybody, have a good week. Let's see what injury Ari comes back with. Stay tuned. Jimmy, grab my stuffing.